Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. Right now you are traveling. I don't even know why I'm doing this intro like this. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, everybody. The shoes are off, the pants are up. Well, actually, maybe the pants are still on. I'm just feeling a little informal tonight for some reason. And the reason being, I just finished my first week of school. I'm still crazy. JT's going crazy. The whole world's going crazy. But instead of standing on tradition and just being stuffy tonight, let's come together. Let's have fun. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. I am Michael. I'm one of the hosts. The other host here, of course, is my friend and the guy who keeps everything going, Mr. JT.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. Yeah. I'm hanging in there.
I know that wasn't the intro you were expecting.
No, it wasn't.
I just
it's
realized
okay.
It wasn't. It just wasn't.
You weren't feeling it.
It wasn't what I was feeling tonight.
That's okay.
You know what I mean?
And that's what you should do.
And the cool thing is we can do that because
it's our show.
Our show. Exactly. So, you know, everybody, I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a great week. I'm really looking forward to hearing from everybody. I know JT and I both really kind of treasure this time. No matter how weird a week is, You know, when we can come here, it's kind of in a weird, it's a weird way. It's a ritual. I was talking to my father. My father goes to this kind of meditation thing called a kirtan every Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was talking to him earlier today and he goes, well, yeah, I'm going to that tonight. And I go, well, you know, really, I'm going to do the show. That's my own version of a kirtan, you know, where we're able to come together and share love of the written word and everything. I really feel like this is important stuff. And I want to encourage anybody who's listening, if you know more poets that you think would benefit from a community like this, where we actually, not only do we talk in the chat room, not only do we get on the show, but you get to know people's voices, you get to hear their performance, their reads. We have strong connections. And I really think this is valuable and worthwhile. I'm very happy that we can be a part of it. JT and I do a lot and put a lot into it. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. So we would love it if you would invite some people that you think would be a great contribution. JT, what'd you do this week, man? You've had a crazy week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I've never heard of this before. So
yeah, with the church. And,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You want to share that?
So this week, yeah, it's no problem. So Monday was the eclipse, right?
Right. Oh, which, by the way, yeah, I didn't even mention the path of totality.
That's right.
It's, sounds like a Mortal Kombat movie.
I went driving to the path of totality.
Yeah, that's right.
And landed in this nice little town of Arthur, Nebraska.
That's right.
I didn't land. I stopped the car.
He did go over kind of a sharp hill before he got there.
It was weird. And then there was this Bates Motel that I parked at. It was really, it creeped me out. But, you know, so saw the eclipse, which if any person ever gets a chance or they live close enough to when a solar eclipse happens, they are close enough to get to a path of totality.
Yeah.
Ah, love the tongue twister of that.
I know.
Go. because the moment that you get to take off the sunglasses or the eclipse glasses to see it in locked position, it's fantastic. It really just this unique thing in nature. Well, nature. You know what I mean.
You know, seeing it here in Denver was great because we had it wasn't
92%.
And I did tell all the children that, you know, the problem that happens with solar eclipses is you can't kill werewolves. And
right.
In fact, they actually become super werewolves during that time, which in retrospect, I probably shouldn't have told the kindergartners.
No, it's probably a little young, but that's okay.
I was going to tell them I was kidding, but I keep forgetting to do that. So
it's okay. When they see you later on, you can go,
eventually.
Don't worry, the next 7 years, you'll understand what I meant by that.
Well, I also told them to watch out for their evil twin.
Yes.
And, so, which is good. There's a girl there that goes that I teach that turns out I'm kind of distantly related to, not that far off. And her last name is my mother's maiden name.
Oh, cool.
And she totally gets the joke and plays into it, but I think everybody else thinks I'm serious.
So,
anyway, no, it was a great thing to see.
Yeah.
It was interesting to sit there and think, wow, we're all really excited about a rock going in front of a piece of burning gas.
You know,
however, that puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you feel very small.
Just or you know, apparently there's a special vortex. There's a vortex where sun doesn't hurt your eyes in Washington D.C. right in the press garden. I'm thinking of going there for the next path of totality.
You know,
so I can just
try it out
straight up.
So weird.
Yeah.
I did notice. There were a couple. There's the week's been busy, so we'll get to that later on.
Yeah.
But while the eclipse was locked in. There was a planet out. I actually did see, looks like a star, but it's a planet because it's just bright enough to get through our atmosphere. And yeah, that was just really cool. The pictures I have don't do anybody any justice.
That's the problem with planetary stuff, isn't it?
You know, this one was when it was fuzzy because I was moving the camera left and right.
You kind of end up doing the old like vacation slideshow. Like, this is when we tried to catch a whale and someone
fell.
Much.
Yeah.
Everything I do.
But on the way back, I was talking with my wife for a little bit, Christine, and she goes, "Hey, I didn't get back until like 5 o'clock. But she went, "Hey, in the mail today, I got my annulments from the Catholic Church approved."
Okay.
So,
because Christine's been on a quest to get baptized into the Catholic Church.
Yes. And so she goes, "Hey, the eclipse does have a lot of power," which is pretty impressive.
I've driven one, though. They're not that powerful.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, so there was that, and then there's other stuff that happened of that.
But it's Monday, I find out, can I say what the deal is? So she says we need to, I need to make plans to be with JT and with Christine at a church on next Tuesday.
Yep.
Turns out she's getting baptized. We have like a week's notice, and I'm going to be JT.
Yep.
Her godfather.
I know.
And from now on, I will milk that. And play the theme from The Godfather all the time.
You should.
I think I'm going to do it. I'm also going to never talk to your wife again without talking like this.
Okay.
It's going to be a thing, though. Huh? All right, anyway.
Put a little cotton balls in the back.
Oh, yeah. Like, helps. I need that to puff my cheeks out more. Okay. So, everybody, we're going to get away from this banter. We have some great poetry tonight. We have some great submissions already that have come in. We're also celebrating the poet of the month, Goethe, which is an incredible, incredible poet. Hopefully someone's going to read something from that. If not, maybe I'll do it a little bit later. But this is what we need right now. Two rules. One, no hate speech. We're not going to do it. There's enough of that in the world right now. And two, we try to skew PG-13 because we have family members that are families that will listen in. However, we're not here to censor work. So if you have things that are a little bit more blue in language, it's still okay. We just try to skew to PG-13. If it gets to be word porn, we might cut you off. We need 5 unique callers. you'll get put in the order you've called in. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. Give us a call.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. No matter what you like on your sandwiches, no matter what you like on your pizza, except for pineapple and anchovies, because that's just damn gross.
At the same time, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was like, now, individually, maybe.
I got to tell you, man, I never, ever thought that I would eat anchovies. Ever.
You know, and I've got to try them.
But even when I was, you know, spending time with hardcore Italian food, you know, here's something that really blows me away. I never did the little fish thing. I just never did it. I was only into big fish.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I understand.
I have suddenly, over the last year, cultivated a weird sardines habit.
You know, it's okay. I picked up something from my mother moons and moons ago. Yeah. pickled herring.
Is it good?
I hope it's sour cream. if not, I always go cream cheese. I always get those two mixed.
Probably sour cream, dude.
It's probably sour cream.
I would think.
But anyway, chicken and biscuit.
Chicken and biscuits.
Yeah. Crackers.
Oh, really?
Oh, I just picked it up from my mom.
Interesting.
My dad goes, ew, how can you? And I'm like, I don't know.
Mega figure.
It's a thing.
Well, I mean, so I am a sushi guy. Like, I love sushi.
Yeah.
I'm fine with sushi.
Yep.
It's just a little bit different. Sardines and stuff are different. Mm-hmm. I will say, weird recommendation. Here we go. Wild Planet sardines.
Okay.
Okay, they're a brand. You can buy them in a lot of stores. They're still pretty cheap. Wild caught in extra virgin olive oil.
Okay. Oh,
my gosh.
Okay.
Everybody, it'll make you actually eat that stuff when you never thought you wanted to. Weird commercial that was not paid for. Okay, let's go to the poetry and stop talking about fish.
Okay, do you have a submission?
I do have a submission. Okay. I have multiple submissions. Excuse me. I really do. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing, you know. It is.
All right, so I know that Mr. Jim Rothline,
yes,
who's calling from, or not calling, but he calls in usually from Pennsylvania. He's listening, but he's not calling in, according to this email, because he has one of his reenactment group events this weekend.
Yeah, so he's got to get to bed early enough to get up early enough to go and
so he gets
get to the field.
He gets to shoot some Confederates, which is something that I think a few of us have been wanting to do recently. Jim, enjoy it. Unless you're being one of the Confederates, in that case, I'm sorry. Take care of yourself. Wear some compression socks. It'll be good.
I don't think he's not in the Confederate side. He's a North.
There could be a rebellious little faction in Pennsylvania.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it's all good.
The fighting pens. Okay. All right. He did send in a short submission that I'm going to read to kick off this segment. We have plenty more. I'm just going to read this one to start off, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The king in his castle. The king in his castle sits upon the throne, hours at a time, reading poetry and playing games, until his queen comes calling to tell him to hurry. She has to use the bathroom. And that's from Jim Rothline in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
It was funny, like, because I scan the poetry just to make sure there's no hate stuff, but I don't read it until I'm reading it for you guys on air. So partway through, I'm like, he's in the bathroom. Anyway, Jim, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, man. Have a great time tomorrow,
yes.
And we'll see you in the chat room and here and everything. But thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go from the throne room in Pennsylvania all the way to the carpal tunnel of the Mitten State. To visit with our friend Dennis. Dennis, good evening.
Good evening. It's Friday night. Yes.
Yes, it is. We were very happy about this ourselves.
Oh, yes. The best night of the week, I tell you. Best night of the week.
That's what I think. How are you?
I've been doing real well this week and been blessed. Wonderful. And I hope you have been too.
Oh, we definitely have been. We definitely have.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you have for us this time?
All right. Well, I, in supporting the Poet of the Month selections, I would like to read a poem by the Poem of the Month, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how to pronounce that last name, but that's as close as I can get.
Yeah, it looks like Goethe. I used to do that until I got yelled at once by an angry German woman. It's Goethe.
Well, that it could be, but it doesn't look like that.
I know. I know. I'm totally with you, Dennis. All of it's fair.
Whatever it is, he's a very talented poet that left a great volume of work for us to read. And I thank you for introducing me to this poet because I had never read his work before.
Wonderful.
And I'm glad that you've opened my eyes up to him. Very interesting stuff.
Absolutely. That's our whole goal.
And it's working. So let me get on to the poem. The title is To the Rising Full Moon. Wilt thou suddenly enshroud thee, who this moment wert so nigh? Heavy, rising masses cloud thee. Thou art hidden from mine eye. Yet my sadness thou well knowest, gleaming sweetly as a star, that I am loved. 'Tis thou that showest. Thou, my loved one, though my loved one may be far, upward mountain, clearer, milder, robed in splendor far more bright. Though my heart with grief throbs wilder, fraught with rapture is the night. End of poem, a poem by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
Beautiful read, Dennis, and a great choice for the poem. I mean, he's got a lot of work out there, but that was a very great choice.
He has a great selection to pick from.
Yeah.
And if anybody that hasn't looked, they ought to go check it out. Very interesting, very deep stuff that touches hearts and minds. So I would recommend it too. Now.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, Dennis, thanks so much. And you know, you always do so much for the show, and it just feels right starting off with you. So thank you so much.
I appreciate the opportunity. I don't know how it works out that way, but I try to be fast-fingered to get up ahead of the line.
You do it legitimately every time.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. But, I mean, every time it happens, there's never been favoritism on the show. And you've just hit it every time.
I understand that, and that's the way it should be. There's never no favoritism because we have a level playing field for poets here.
That's right.
And we respect everybody.
Yeah. That's it.
Very true.
Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate you so much.
So thanks.
All right.
Thank you so much for allowing me to share the stage, and I'll step aside for the next poet, and I'll say God bless.
God bless, Dennis. Thank you. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan, leading us off, which is, it's just one of the, you know what I would say? I love Dennis kicking us off.
Yeah.
The only other person I would love to hear kick us off, because she did it for so long, would be Ellie.
Yes.
But if it can't be Ellie, I love hearing Dennis do it.
Yep.
For some reason, to me, that just kind of like gets things moving.
Yeah.
Not that I'm against anybody else, doing it. It's just what we're used to, and we enjoy it. Let's go to Ohio. For Mama Oladeji. Good evening, Mama. Are you there?
Yes.
The only other person I would love to hear kick us off because she did it for so long.
No worries.
It's okay. Yeah.
It can't be Ellie. I love hearing Dennis do it. The other, for some reason, to me, it just gets things moving. Not that I'm against anybody else doing it. It's what we're used to. Let's go to Ohio.
The great part about this is that when I hear my voice.
Yes, I'm here.
You're there? Okay, perfect. Good evening. How are you?
No worries. It's okay.
It's a heck of a delay, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. It's okay.
I had it all planned out.
It's all right. You know what? You know, God laughs at us. God laughs at us when we make plans, Mama, so it's okay.
I tell you. Okay, I have a few poems I picked out for you. One about the eclipse called The Day the Sun Showed Out, and then one about my life on South Beach called Frankly Speaking. I don't know which one you want to hear.
Let's do the eclipse one first.
Yeah, let's do that one
first. And then maybe we'll save the other one for return engagement.
It's called The Day the Sun Showed. Tomorrow, let it be filled with the awesome light after the eclipse. Let the things that have not happened yet be filled with joy and promise instead of sorrowful regrets. If there be a tomorrow, let there be no more long and lonely days stewing, people pining in fear. Let us see our future thrive. If there be a tomorrow, let it be void of hate. Let not yesterday's agony be the feature of today. Leave the sordid past and all of our sorrows in the heap of fatal woes. If there be a tomorrow, let it be void of hate. Let not yesterday's agony be the feature of today. Leave the sordid past and all of our sorrows in the heap of fatal woes. Cover them and bury them in the ever-sinking holes. If there be a tomorrow, and anyone wants to return to the past, remove them from the now. Let us advance and leave them stranded in the torment of their own minds. If there be a tomorrow, let those who oppose the advancements of mankind not follow us into the new moon. Leave them in yesterday where their hearts are. Leave them to wallow in yesterday's grief and the misery they have caused. With faces of stone, they still proudly own yesterday's grief. Those opposed to relief and whose beliefs lie in the past, if there be a tomorrow, towards the new sun after the eclipse, presence has been shown.
Very, very well done, Mama. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, did you get to see the eclipse where you were?
Where I am is in Ohio, and I didn't get to see it firsthand, but I did see it in every city that it went to because the news were people were covering it in different cities.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
So I got to see it in every city.
It was a lot of fun being able to be. It was our first day of school, Mama, where I teach. Our very first day of school was we had the eclipse, and then it was dismissal because we had a half day. And I have to say, being outside, we had a whole bunch of eclipse glasses, and it was 92% covered the sun. And that was really a cool experience for the first day of school. You know, it's the temperature dropped, and it got pretty dark. It felt like almost like the sun was about to go down. That's what it felt like here. Yep. And it was really cool. But I'm, you know, I don't know. If the next one will pass where you are, but
no, it's going from Texas up to Maine. in that angle, and I think it misses Ohio again. Man. But, you know,
man,
that's 7 years.
Right. Yeah, 2024.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think I saw the one in 1974.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? That poem was basically to let people know that God is still in charge and that eclipse meant more than just something to be amazing to you. It's supposed to have more of a meaning to let us know.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
It's more to this than meets the eye. A pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, you're right. I did. I thoroughly enjoyed that poem because that, yeah, it set the right mood. Your poem put it right in the right place. So
thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you during the return engagement, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
My fast finger's ready.
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was Mama calling from Ohio. Mama, I'm not just Mama. Mama Oladeji is the actual name. Man, it's a mouthful, though.
It is.
Yeah,
but
that's okay. It's worth it.
Right.
Now, I got to say, I was just thinking about something, because I even did this before the show, JT,
uh-huh,
where I said something, and I was like, hey, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And I love that, because as poets, it becomes very easy for us
it's
to speak in puns.
Easy.
And
yeah,
it's kind of, I'm sure, knowing a lot of the people here in the chat room and who are listening, and I know you and I, one thing you run into is when you spend time with linguistic work is that occasionally you find that it's actually organizes your thinking in a more clear way than a lot of other people also.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that will happen is you'll just start running circles around people verbally occasionally, right?
Yes.
And so I think what I'm going to do as part of this, I'm never going to say no pun intended again.
Oh,
I think I'm just going to let the pun ride.
Let them figure it out on their
either
own.
Either that or just go farther with it or act like I don't even understand what they're talking about.
Don't understand what puns are. Just
what?
Huh?
What?
I don't know what that
no.
is.
No, I don't know. My friends nicknamed me the Punisher. I don't understand why. Okay, anyway, let's go to Arizona.
What puns are?
And to Mary.
Oh, no, not yet. I got to turn the speaker off. There. Oh,
it's okay.
You're okay.
Mary, you know, I have to say, I told JT this when we were listening to Mama. It's like whenever that clicks over and we can hear ourselves talking, for me, it's kind of like looking in the mirror and then suddenly going, how come no one told me my butt was this big? Like, it just said, it's so unaware of what I sound like.
Why are you looking in the mirror looking at your butt is my first question.
Why not, Mary? Why
Let's
not?
Off the bat. We're going to go right off the bat here.
It's cheap entertainment. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain because I'm in Arizona and it's fall and everyone else has cold coming and I do not.
Hey, that is pretty exciting. You should be happy and JT's actually happy about it. He loves cold.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, I'm very happy about August. It hasn't been this blazing hotness that it usually was.
True.
It's calmed down a bit, so I'm hoping that it just kind of
cools
right back
down. You know, being a Leo, I've always had a fondness for August, but I'm kind of over it. You know, I'm into the fall now. It even smells like fall in Arizona.
I got to tell you.
I don't know quite how that smells compared to Wisconsin, but it's different. It's different than summer.
Yes, it is.
I think what I'm considering is that I love Colorado during the spring and the fall, sometimes during the summer. I think there's other places you can go in the summer that are awesome, but I've been really considering more and more about the idea of spending winters in Santa Fe. And I know it still gets cold there, but it's not as cold as here.
Nope.
And it's just a cooler atmosphere to me, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I've made it clear. I don't intend on being anywhere less than 50 degrees. And my eldest, she bought a home in Wisconsin. God bless her. And God bless her husband. But they want me for Christmas. And they don't know really what that does to me. But I love them. I love you, Yasmin. You know, I'll just say that. Okay. I'm going to do my own poem today.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Okay.
It has a little word of an eclipse in it, but it really wasn't centered or has anything to do with that. And I put it to music, but I'm going to read it because it's a little long and I don't want to obscure anything. And not that it's even good. I'm kind of esoterical in my poetry. But anyway, I'm going to name it, It Was Then. It was then that the stars fell from Jupiter's lips as he heard the news. And teardrops, the color of eclipses, sometimes lunar, faded into the night vacuum, where Gibraltar's rock lay quietly bleeding. And a Herod, or herald, they once called king, still sings with harps and harmonious strings before the deceptions laid bare all that we whisper to. How was Saturn with all her swirling rings to realize the travesties lying within those hollowed echoes? Orbits are hard to define, even when watched closely. Parlays and parcels of pale cloaked ribbons took her from her birthright. She tried to leap at chances just to pirouette about a bit. Intenses and pretenses, unwinding through the passages, she yearns for relief in the twinklings of lore, of love, of leers and lords, all just out of reach. Alas, uncertainty crowded even calm tides here. She watched through the hole in the ice cap through which she fell after she dug and cut the obtuse circle herself with razor acuity, and simply and purposely, almost blissfully, fell through. Yes, the stars fell, and you were there. You were them, as they sparkled off to other spaces, out of her line of sight now. The chords of the harp stay to please her, and she tells of her love for it whenever she sings. And
that was a beautiful, beautiful piece, Mary.
I thank you. I thank you for the venue to be able to read, and I thank you for the opportunity to be cerebral in my thoughts and my soul, and you and your poetry group have done that for me.
Wonderful. We're here to do that.
I look forward to the return engagement and to listen to all you wonderful poets who, you know, did all that all these years. And here I am.
Well, we really, really appreciate you here. And thank you so much. We're looking forward to the return engagement ourselves.
All right. Here we go. Let's keep it going.
Let's do this.
Bye.
Lock it down, JT. Lock it down.
Have a good one, Mary. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. And that was Mary.
Lock
Kopf.
It down. Huh? Okay.
Locking it down. Okay. Nailing it shut. Let's. That was Mary.
Any others you want to do?
I can keep going, man.
I know.
Tying it down. Batting it up. Okay. Here we go. Boarding
wow.
the windows.
Wow.
I'd like to take this time to announce my new TV series, Michael Amade, Bored on a Porch.
All
right.
Kill me.
Okay.
Oh, you kill me.
Yeah. I think that actually would be a great show. It's like the possum episode. Sitting there. I want some tacos. But, Michael, all the taco places are closed. What are we going to do? Okay. Anyway. Oh. All right. Let's go to Stan in, I think it's Alabama.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
He had it here in Arizona. It's okay. So, Stan in Alabama. Stan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. Happy to hear your voice. I know we got some plans to do a little bit of recording after the show. But,
yes, sir.
But I think I'm looking forward to that. But I'm looking forward to hearing what you have this time.
Well, I've got Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
All right.
And this one just tickled me, is what it did. And it's called A Walk Bell. A child refused to go betimes to church like other people. He roamed abroad when rang the chimes on Sundays from the steeple. His mother said, loud rings the bell. Its voice ne'er think of scorning. Unless thou wilt behave thee well, 'twill fetch thee without warning. The child then thought, high overhead the bell is safe suspended. So to the fields he straightway sped, as if 'twas school time ended. The bell now ceased, as bell to ring, roused by the mother's twaddle. But soon ensued a dreadful thing. The bell begins to waddle. It waddles fast, through strange it seems. The child, with trembling wonder, runs off and flies, as in a dream, the bell would draw him under. He finds the proper time at last, and straightway nimbly rushes to church, to chapel, hastening fast through pastures, plains, and bushes. Each Sunday, and each feast as well, his late disaster heeds he. The moment that he hears the bell, no other summons needs he. End poem.
I became exposed to Goethe through singing a lot of Schubert and things like that, and I actually had to learn his poetry in German phonetically first.
Ooh.
And then I was like, what the hell am I singing? So I had to go back and figure it out. But at the same time, I'm really happy to hear you reading it and hearing it in your voice is great, Stan, and I'm glad that you guys were able to look into his work a bit more.
Oh yeah, I like that one because it was light.
Yes.
It was light. And I thought, you know what, that would be something if you were going to introduce a child to classic poetry.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Great example.
You know, not only a great poem, but a little lesson there.
Absolutely. It's like a parable in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really worked. It really worked. I appreciate it, Stan.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. And that was Stan calling all the way from Alabama. JT, how you doing over there, man?
I'm all right. Yeah? I'm sorry. I'm just a little...
No, you're totally in tech mode right now. That's the whole reason I'm doing it, because I realize we're having conversations and I'm starting to say, I appreciate... I know you appreciate it, too.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm not trying to just, co-op this thing.
Yeah, no, it's all you. You want this? It's all you.
It's all
Good
about
luck.
Me.
Good luck.
I'm the voice, JT. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to land of the enamel-footed bathtub, Kentucky, to visit... with Philip. Hello, Philip. How are you, sir?
is this a multiple choice?
It
sure.
Is. Yes. A, B, C, or D is all of the above.
I'm going to go with D, sir.
All right.
All right.
As I would.
I'm versatile, you know, and I'm looking forward to your show, your upcoming show, sir. Bored on a porch. It sounds like some exciting stuff, man.
Well, so the thing I'm trying to figure out is, would it be me sitting there on a porch with my friends bored, and then we do something, or would it be a show literally about my relationship with a board on
that's
the porch?
On a porch,
yeah,
just laying there.
I think, yeah, keep it open, maybe a little bit of both.
That's Philip. I think you've got it, because then the double,
I think
it can go real far.
A shot of me sitting there next, on a rocking chair next to a board, and we're looking out at the sky, and I go, where do you think
I was thinking initially go board or chess board. Either way, you start losing, then it suddenly becomes your board. You just pick it up and go, it's mine.
Then I go Hacksaw Jim Dugan on everybody.
And then I'll just run out into the horizon. I go, Shane, come back, Shane.
Sorry, my name's not Shane.
My name's not Shane, damn it.
Yeah. I think Bored on a Porch actually would be a really funny show.
There's some potential. Go ahead. Yes.
Probably not quite on the par of, some of the other big ones like that. What was the duck hunting one? The guys from
Duck Dynasty?
Yeah, Duck Dynasty.
Yes, Duck Dynasty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably not on par with that.
Well, no, I don't think you're not a
Well, I could
duck
fake it.
Call billionaire.
No.
So. Well, I just wanted to wear a fake beard. That's what I initially thought. He said Duck Dynasty. I'm like,
you know what, Philip?
Yeah, fun.
Philip, if I do Bored on a Porch, you got to come make a guest appearance wearing a fake beard.
Oh, I would be honored, sir.
All right.
That would be fun. I'm down. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Yeah. All right.
Let's do this. Yes, sir.
Do it. No. Okay. Anyway, before we go down that road, how about this? What do you have for us this week?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. I came prepared with my homework.
Woo!
All right. Yeah, I'll get to it then. clears my throat like I have something important to say. and before I begin, I'm just going to throw out, I think you say it chartreuse.
Yes.
But the way
yes.
I have it paired with the meadows, I can't help it. I know I'm going to pronounce it chartreuse. And so just letting you know that I know better, but I know I can't help myself either. I like the way it sounds that way when it goes with meadows. But anyhow,
that's perfect.
That has nothing to do with the poem. Let's get to it. Here's the title.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Instructions for drawing hats that swallow up pyramids and anacondas and all sorts of stuff. Whatever still remains distinguishable from thoughts scattered about, enigma seeds tossed across chartreuse meadows, the color and spicy taste of lost innocence. Working the ink stains of catharsis, my blushed and scarred blemishes caressed by tongues. Languages sacred and profane from Sanskrit to gruff everyday parlance and flaccid discussions about unsatisfactory politics. Address the paranoia of ogling mirrors, swallowing up my unenlightened senses as I glide by them, wearing motley jejune. Too stoned to bother with anyone's names or anything precariously specific, lest I douse these green cannabis fires. Awed, yes, almost always, this fascination, hyper-engaged, in voyage since my first day at school. Still randomly associative, sans explanation, I hallucinate not a butterfly's proboscis, rather a golden ratio rhinoceros's horn, appraised more highly than mercantile ivory, severed from beasts, touted as jungle conquests. Observe its sublime conic sections, unraveled mysteriously, these nuances of areas defined beneath curves shaped by womanly calculus. Lines drawn in sand by masterful Euclid, given definitive limits, redacted, smaller than a single plunk length. Thresholds of insatiable make-believe, crowded with everything unwitnessed. A zoo of theoretical possibilities, gods, particles, demons, dragons, and buoyant laughter at playgrounds beyond abyss-echoed regrets. Clumsy horizons drawn by shameless hands of a child's blissfully blessed empty-headed scrawl, happily vast, joyously marred, tabula rasa, colored rebelliously, without lines, date, or signature. And there it is, fellers.
Very, very solid work, man. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Michael.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah, sweetheart, so.
I'm such a sweetheart. You know, I am.
You're such a sweetheart.
I am the godfather now, that's for sure.
It's so, true. It's yeah. So funny. I as soon as she announced that you were going to be the godfather, I'm like, well, his ringtone's changing on the phone.
And I couldn't be happier. But, Philip, that really was a solid write and a great read as well. And I know that.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. And it's ironic. I mean, I don't know if it is ironic. Maybe it's serendipitous. I don't know which one it is. But is this your first day back at school, or was recently?
First week.
And then
yeah.
I write a poem where I mention something nice about being at school. So,
I know, yeah. Right? I mean, that's it's making me not regret the last 5 days. So I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for allowing me to read and et cetera, et cetera. And I look forward to the return engagement.
Well, we look forward to it as well. Thank you, Philip.
All right.
Appreciate it, buddy. Cheers. And that was Philip Collin from Kentucky, land of enchantment.
No, sorry.
I'm just going to start using Land of Enchantment for almost anything.
Except for Nebraska.
Which?
The Good Life.
I think we should say that in a certain voice, though, too. Nebraska. The Good Life.
Yeah, you could do that.
Or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that works. Maybe we could do like an accent that makes no sense. Like,
that one does make no sense.
It's... Or it'd be like, Nebraska. The Good Life.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's got that rough, we work in the fields kind of, we're not afraid of tornadoes.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You know?
Yeah. Mm. Maybe.
We don't have to worry about North Dakota. They got their own thing.
They do.
That actually would be a great slogan. North Dakota. They got their own thing. Okay.
See, there's another reason why you need to do that.
So, yeah. You know what? I really think we should make Board on a Porch a reality.
I think we will.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a thing. So. Yeah.
It's the only way to... Well, I'm trying to harness my ADD into a show. Board on a Porch.
By Michael Ullman.
That's right. Okay, so before we go to the next segment, I figured because we have so many submissions, can I do another one?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Sure. So this one was sent by a gentleman named Mario Vitale. And the poem is called Looking Glass. A glistening emblem in the sun, to see crystal clear the vision flow. Silence has etched the vast undertow in the way one should go. To dig much deeper than ever before, lest I implore, be happy for who you are on the inside. Don't let people bring you down to their level. Hold your head up high and look to the sky. I see a reflection of mere beauty, a surreal moment captured in time. Angelic visions of lightened grandeur, a light exposed to the elements to share. Many flirt with fire, yet shed no tear. Let me make this clear, you have to start with yourself. Perhaps put that book right back on the shelf. Stay free in the best way you can. Faith can move mountains, you understand. Once you have it, there's no letting it go. Get the beat up and bust up the tempo. And looking glass is a way to visually see all of life as one big mystery. Living in a land of make-believe, you be the one willing to achieve. For life is short, so take it in all you can. Hopefully someday, all will understand. And that is The Looking Glass from Mario Vitale. Mario, thank you so much for submitting. We really enjoyed that. We'd like to invite you to submit some more. We would love to hear more work or have you even call into the show and share with us.
If possible.
But if not, we understand as well.
Yeah.
You're welcome either way. Thank you, Mario. And if you're wanting to submit work, if you haven't done it before, you can send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or put it in any of the contact forms on the website. It all goes to the same place and we'll get it from there.
Hey. Anthology.
Yeah, we also should mention this. A few people know this. So we're doing a World Poetry Open Mic anthology for 2017.
Yep.
Which will be put out towards the end of the year. And it just goes to help support the show. And it's something you can submit as many poems as you'd like. Just send it to us here at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com and just put in the subject line for anthology or anthology submission, something like that. It'll work and we can look at it there. Okay. We would really appreciate it. You can, like I said, you can submit anything. We're accepting submissions till the end of September.
Yes.
All right. Let's get ready for segment two. I need 5 more unique callers. So if you have already called in, don't call in again. Let's do 5 more unique. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
And now, your deep thought.
I have to say, when the annals of history look back at this time, they'll realize we've been making one large mistake. The plural of moose is not moose, it's meese. You might think I'm wrong, but you're on the wrong side of history.
And that was your deep thought.
So it's you two night here on World Poetry Open Mic. Actually, we just kind of come out of the dark here. JT and I are massive U2 fans.
Yeah.
So this is all from Rettle and Hum.
Yep.
Great record.
Yeah.
Great record.
I don't know about you, but this is on CD, which is a compact.
Yes, but it's
disc.
A record.
Yeah, I don't care. Sorry. No, it always bugged me. If you get
the vocal reference, you're a boss. Okay. So at any rate, we only had two callers in for that segment. It's okay. It's kind of a slow night. We're fine. We're good.
Yeah.
Everybody chill.
Yeah.
Everybody relax.
It's all good.
Put your pants back on.
Okay. All right.
That was to you, JT.
Okay. Back on.
All right. Let's first of all, actually, we do have two great callers. They're absolutely going to hold this down. But I'm going to read a short piece as a submission that came in from Don Hagelberg, who was saying it seemed like he was having some tech issues. I love this intro, though, because he said, "Grace unto you and peace, wholesome twosome." I like the fact that we were referred to as the wholesome twosome. I love it. He says he fears that he'll have difficulties with all of the tech stuff. So I'm going to read one of them here, and I'll probably read another one a little bit later in the show. Okay? But this one is called Room. Off the streets, in an ingle room of an occupied hotel, I'm still homeless by those who pass out laws to be lived by. Like the right to starve for those of us who throw up when forced to vote. And that was called Room. He says it's a version of Room appeared in Street Spirit, March 2016, and page 8 by Tuano Hagelberg. Thank you so much. I really liked that. I thought that it was a short, very impactful piece.
Yes.
And that was the one that's why I wanted to choose it first. He's got another one that's really solid. We're gonna read here in a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Don. All right, let's go now to our callers. Let's go first of all to the gentleman who gets up very, very early for us. We're very thankful, Titus in the UK.
Yes, I'm.
You're up now. Did you stay up or did you get up early this time?
Uh oh.
Okay, I think we might be having some interference here.
Hello.
Oh, yep. We can hear you fine now. Okay, you kind of cut out for a moment.
No, I've been up. I've been okay.
Okay. Well,
I get up particular, you know.
Well, anyway. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for everything. And let's do this. Let's have you share what you have, and then we'll talk after, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay. This is Sinister's prompt. He's given me three, so this is the third one called Churchill. I called it Churchill title. British people, I once asked the derangement of war, its needs are jostling to inform you of this imminency, a watchful eye. Preponderance overbearing that I do prevaricate, the pleads do command a nation, drawling like this, that triumph be nigh. Invasions of emaciated countries, those once again proud, are shaken by despise of their might had gathered purpose to fight again by conjecture. Abject causes to hold shroud. We are not weakened, the very backbone of Europe it chose. The cheers have gloated willingly enough to be able to combat atrocities we leer against those foes, and when ready to bolster as well a strength that any pomatum machine can handle, the bequaint taste one gets when confidence found I cap to bolster. The voice of people share jaunty to knowing this we own, so too shall our nation, battling hard, lifting what is our spirits. Each figure of human suffering serves as puppet, unknown they who will cry for, but never die for the fight it inherits. A tantalizing reach between soon, kneel to reason with fear, who thinks ill will describe the mortal self. Such given time wounds shall heal, so too shall disaster feel your preserve at times. It's where a lowly spirit takes you, then your climb. Expostulating is within you, your willing men on who cannot do more than their time filled with guffle, quickly to lengthen. I do believe the nation carries the chinks one thinks they allot. Need the bravest of men a willingness to serve and strengthen. That's complete.
Wonderful.
I could imagine Churchill really trying to uplift his men before they went out to war.
Yes.
And I think you needed that from the politicians of that day.
I really think so as well. I think there was and I think one of the things too is that it was one of those times, and I can't speak for what it was like at that time, but it at least now occurs to us very much as an existential evil, you know. I think it might have been there, but I think we always need encouragement from our leaders and from everything.
Not looking back, but I think as a poet, that's what I do. I tend to feel safe in those years of the past, and
sure.
I'm a little bit envious of the people who, with their modern verse, show me something which I just cannot do. I really take my cap off to them, really.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people might be very envious of your stuff as well. So it works both ways, I think.
This exact time next week, I'll be in at the waiting gate to go on my flight to Greece. So, I'll be away for 2 weeks, so sadly I won't be able to come on the show.
Well, that's all right. We're actually off next week anyway, yes. So you'll just miss 1 week of the show. But I'll be spending our first week off in a while.
Right.
I'll be down at a smattering of art shows, I think. I will be thinking of you, and please enjoy your time in Greece. That sounds wonderful.
And we'll if we can, we can put some pictures online so they can see.
Great.
What good time we're having.
we'll be envious. We'll sip coffee and shake our fists. Thank you so much, Titus.
Bye.
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 And that was Titus calling from the UK early in the morning. We always appreciate him making that effort. I know it's not easy to do.
Yeah, but he gets up. And it's incredible that he
does. He does. He's serious about it.
Yep.
That's one of the things that just matters so much. Now, let's go to someone who resides in a garden of poetry and prose, as it might be. Let's go to Diane in Florida. Diane, are you there?
Oh, maybe Diane. She's on mute.
Maybe she is a mute.
Nah, she's definitely not mute. I saw her chatting in the chat room.
Was she speaking with an accent? How do we know it was her?
Well, okay, then fine. If she can hear us, she just needs to hang up, and we'll just have her call us back real quick.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless she walked away from her.
She walked away.
Emancipated herself. She's probably screaming into her microphone.
JT and Michael, you're idiots. Hey ho, blow the man down.
Oh, wow.
I immediately go into singing Bush.
You do, and it cracks me up because every time you do, that brings the whole sequence of what they do afterwards.
Well, and the thing that was funny about the thing is when we saw that the first time,
yeah,
or not the first time, but it really is what this
is
like.
Yes.
Hey, Diane, how are you?
I'm not sure. I'm on my new pewter. I thought everything would work perfect.
Your new pewter? Well, if it's a Windows machine, that's the problem. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I actually just bought a bunch of Windows stuff myself, Diane. I'm in the same boat. I'm not a Mac guy anymore.
No. I became a Mac person.
Oh, you did?
For a long time I used Macs, but now I'm...
You're
once
back.
They came out with the Pentium, the Mac almost seemed like it was... not going to be around forever.
I have to say this, Diane. It's funny. I've started switching all my stuff back to Windows or an Android system if we're talking about phones or a tablet or something. And I will say I got an iPhone, and I've used several of them, but I've got an iPhone as my actual phone for the first time ever, and I really hate it. I'm going back to an Android. I really don't.
Now you know about me and Windows 10.
Oh, yeah.
I just posted a note on my timeline saying, what happened to the right click on the mouse?
Oh,
oh, it's still there.
It's like little silly things.
It's there. I just have to say the incantation properly.
Yeah. Just let me know what you need to do, Diane.
Okay.
I'll help you out, okay?
Well, JT's really solid with that stuff. So if you do need something,
with
he'll help you out.
I don't know, JT, because I have this lovely new computer. I'm really excited about it. I finally got, and I'm so lucky because guess what? While I was listening to the first segment of the show, my old laptop died on me.
Oh, no.
I know. It was so – here's the weird thing. I use different browsers for different things through work.
Right.
And I tend to favor Chrome when I'm on Facebook and such because I've got those neat little extensions.
Yep.
You know, like hide the ads and all that kind of stuff. So I've always – on my old Latitude –
uh-huh.
I've always used Chrome talking with you guys and all that stuff to follow the show. And I'm on Chrome on the new one, which is Windows 10, and it would not load the website, you know, logging in through Facebook. It would not load it. So I'm on Edge, which is the new Windows 10 browser.
Yeah, you'll have to go back through and add some of your extensions back in. And then
I actually have, you know, all this new technology. I actually have the mirrored sites and such. I had a thing with work because a lot of these software and such that we use is 32-bit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna. I hate to break this up, Diane.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I think you should. You definitely can still talk to JT about it. It's somewhat. The thing is, I realize is that we're slowly devolving into a broadcasted version of customer support calls.
Okay, very true.
Let me put in a word for Javine in India at 2:30 a.m. in the morning helping me.
All right.
Okay, enough of that.
Okay. No.
Sorry, forgive me. I'm all over the place.
It's okay.
Are you guys going to – I know Michael had said yes. JT, are you joining us in the garden for the week?
Yes, I will. Yes.
Oh, I'm so very glad. I just need to get a spice or herb from you that I can give to Jerry.
Wow. See, it's so weird.
I think
let's just do oregano.
Okay. I'll tell him. Okay. He may even be listening. I may not have to. Okay. Now, just to depress you all, I've got a really lovely depressing poem.
Okay.
I thought you were going to be like, just to depress you all, oregano sucks. No. All right. No.
I'm not switched gears here or anything.
No problem.
But you can tell my voice is going too. Okay. It's been a rough week. Anyway, I'll do something nicer on the return engagement. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm with it. This is called Broken Things Can Mend, and I wrote it. Okay. Hello, child. It's been a while since I saw your face, but I remember the smile, the one that hides the tears and the pain, the shame of becoming, but mostly the shame. Guilt can harbor a cavalcade of emotion, can make even the simple tasks in life strenuous. But to get past the guilt, to get past the pain, it may take a while, but we can do it again. Each step up of Maslow's hierarchy of needs can seem gargantuan. And in today's world of the new poor, with the 1%ers running stuff in the last of a gasping, dying middle class trying for their lives to hold on to a quickly disappearing landscape of having something, there can appear to be no way forward. Accept what you do for yourself. Accept what you make of yourself. In the gasp of an altered reality where perception is no longer key, why squander time on those who truly do not care? The desert has held sway for so long, it's almost become impossible to realize how delicious the heart of a saguaro tastes when you finally cut into its succulent heart where it's been hiding water as love. In the droughts we experience in our lives, in the times we have had to learn to do without money or simple necessities, the things that everyone used to take for granted, that is when the state of grace is most needed. This is when we need to confront demons and try to be the most like Christ, who spent 40 days in the desert, and fighting Satan can take on a whole new meaning when we are thirsting for so much that is so beyond our control. Sometimes, in order to win, we must give in to the insane scream we've been holding back for so long, the insane scream at the animals who are actually abusers, the lies that have been spread and refortified through our own relations. We wake up to a sign of Lucifer and discover he is us, and he's legion. We must become Jacob wrestling with the devil. We must learn that true grace is found when we learn that just as God can exist in us, so can the dark, so can sin, so can all the black hats we've worn against all the white hat angels we once believed in. It's time to confront the dark side, and the child is so scared, so very, very scared. Hello, child. It's been a while. I remember your face. I remember that smile. I'm seeing your pain, and now truly, I'm seeing the shame. It is time to draw the scabbard. I am therapy. I am your sword. And now we begin. The end.
A very solid and vivid piece, Diane.
I'll have a happier win for the return engagement just for you guys.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I can okay. absolutely appreciate what you're doing with that one. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you all did like it.
We did. That we did very much.
Okay, and I think I'm done.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Diane, thanks so much, and we will be in touch. We'll be submitting our poetry to you for the garden.
That's right.
This okay, weekend.
If you need my email address or whatever. And I'm so looking forward to you joining us. I think we're going to have a great time.
Now, I just want to clarify, are you okay with lots of clown puns in the poetry?
Yes. Okay. Trust me on this.
All right.
You know, Tony chose the words this time.
Yeah.
And we all love Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes.
And I've already received several submissions from people, and people are having a lot of fun with this.
Well, awesome. You know, you could do.
What I also love is the fact that being that we're international, some people are not familiar with farthingale or even hoop skirts. It's not a fashion that their country had.
Tell them to use the Google machine, and they can find out what it is.
And I've already been giving out definitions, but yes, I have received some very, very fun, some very fun submissions. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with this.
Very good.
Okay.
Diane, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for all you do for us.
Of course, of course. How God can bless. We help ourselves? No, seriously, how can we help ourselves? No. And that was Diane Collin from Florida. Rounding out the set. That was awesome. Now, we do have another piece of poetry that's submitted, but I'm going to save it for the beginning of the return engagement.
Oh, okay.
Sound good?
That's
all right,
fine.
So now we're heading into it. We're doing the return engagement. Let's do it. Everybody
Wait,
who wants to
what
call
are we
in,
doing? We're doing the...
The return engagement!
Engagement!
Engagement! There can only be one. The issue that I run into...
Yes.
...is that I'm dark. I'm a dark personality.
Okay.
But all of the outward effects of my personality make me sound like an idiot, JT. Am I really an idiot?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't hang around idiots.
Okay. There you go. That's true. I appreciate that. All right. Hey, return engagement. Everybody who wants to call in, give us a call. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
For Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic, let's do it.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
And we're back, and I've just blown my nose. I'm sorry, there's a thing. When you have a nose this big.
Yeah, I know.
Those commercials, do you remember was it like Vicks or something like that, where the person's, when they had a cold, their whole head would turn into a nose?
Yeah, I think
that's how I feel most of the time. And not just when I have a cold. I feel like I'm a giant nose that
Great.
Can smell.
I will never be able to look at you the I, same way
right?
again.
I can smell the future. I really feel like I can smell before crime happens.
That would be really wonderful to have on a police force.
You've ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? You get what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay. We're not going to go into that here. This is a family show. We've got some great people lined up here for the return engagement. JT, what is it again? The?
I don't know.
The what? The return engagement.
Engagement.
Smooth like
engagement.
A baby's bottom. Engagement. Okay. Anyway, so we're back. We're ready. But this first submission that I'm going to read quickly is from Fempa Akwete, who's from Ghana. Solid, solid work, and I'm really happy to keep sending things in. So here this one is. I don't see... Oh, no, I do see a title. Let's see. Help Me. That's what it's called. Here we go. Help me write in this prison. Help me reason as I write this letter of treason. Oh, please give me reasons to make this decision. as I sit in this prison I call self. Help me season my reasons and write this letter of treason before I am been caught and imprisoned and cast out of this body prison I call self. For the reasons I have stalked on several seasons, as I have grown to know that self-liberation is an ingredient that seasons the soul. So help me get liberated from this prison called self. Help me commit this very cheap act called treason. So give me reasons that agrees with my decisions. No, please, don't stop me, for I need to get out of this prison. And that was called Help Me by Fempa Koyish, which is, I think, the pen name that he's going by. So forgive me for the other part. But Fempa Koyish from Ghana, Help Me, was a very solid piece. Wonderful. And I'm so thankful that he sends in work. I think it's really great. And it's actually some of the work I will go back and reread during the week because I pull a lot out of it. All right, let's go to our first caller in the return engagement. As it was in the beginning, it is in the end. Dennis from Michigan.
Yes. I'm back.
You're back. Woo-hoo. And we're happy to have you. Oh, boy. It's been a pretty good show, hasn't it? It's been pretty fast, but it's been a good show.
It's been a good show. There's been a lot of good stuff and a lot of great voices coming through the poetry.
Yes.
And that's what makes poetry great,
uh-huh.
that we hear the different voices, the perspectives, and we all relate to it in one way or the other, and we grow from it, and I appreciate that.
You know, I totally agree. I was thinking about something, Dennis, and maybe you would have some insight on this. I keep seeing cars around here with, you know, proud parent of an Eagle Scout or something like that on the back. I would love to get somehow bumper stickers put out there where parents could say, or at least have the perception to say, proud parent of a poet. Because there are so many teenagers and children who write poetry.
There are
a ton
of them.
But it's just kind of like pushed to the side because it's such an emotional thing. But in reality, and I've been just as guilty of this, and I come from an arts family, but I've been just as guilty of discounting the work. But, I mean, all you need is to spend some time with the writings of, you know, Letters to a Young Poet from Rilke or something like that, and you start to understand the gravity of what we do. And I would love to encourage that with children. But I don't know. I just had that thought on the way here.
Yes, it's going to take some PR work and a lot of support. But it can be done. And we can help make that difference.
I agree. And it's happened in other countries. JT and I have researched this. Do you remember there was a show, a poetry competition?
Yep.
But it was in United Arab Emirates.
Yep.
And it was all in Arabic, I think. But it was so big that the ratings for that were larger than the ratings for all of the football tournaments and everything happening sports wise. It was an absolute killer at their ratings.
It
Which
was
is
like
amazing.
American Idol, but for poetry.
Yeah, they like seeing that.
Yeah, I don't know how that translates to our culture, but at any rate, I thought we'd just I'd bring that up. I didn't mean to stump all over your reading time.
No, it's good. Good thing to bring up. Thanks for sharing that.
Of course.
I would like to share another poem by the poet of the month, and you'll be glad I'm reading his and not mine, but so I'll go ahead and get on with it.
Okay.
The title of this one is To the Kind Reader, and it's a poem by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. No one talks more than a poet. Fain he would have people know it. Praise or blame, he ever loves. None in prose confess an error, yet we do so, void of terror, in the muse's silent groves. What I erred in, what corrected? What I suffered, what affected? To this wreath, as flowers belong, for the aged and the youthful, and the vicious and the truthful are all fair when viewed in this song. End of poem. A poem by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
Another beautiful piece. and a good choice. We always love your work, Dennis, though, too. But it's thank you for jumping in and reading some more of his work.
Yes, the Poet of the Month is a good feature that I like to support.
Thank you.
And it helps me to read more poetry. I'm guilty of having a limited source of poetry, but I keep expanding. And the more I expand, the more my appreciation grows for the art and for what has been done before us.
Wonderful. And that's the whole reason we do it, and we look forward to doing more. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, and I appreciate your support and your platform that you provide us to help us grow as poets. And it really is appreciated. I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up. I'm going to say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis. Thank you. And that was Dennis calling from the Mitten State. JT, can I throw a thing to you?
Sure.
Do you want to introduce Stan just for the heck of it?
I don't know. I think you just did, didn't you?
Damn it. Checkmate. Let's go to Stan in Alabama. That was like a little bit of a layup there, wasn't
it? Sorry, yeah, it was.
Hey, Stan, how are you? Uh-oh.
No, he's there.
Oh, he is there.
I'm here.
Oh. It was a good intro there. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, but that intro is going to fit this piece I've decided to read.
Oh.
I did something cute and cuddly. Now it's time to curdle.
Oh, no. All right.
And with that in mind, Shadow and Screams. Her last sane thought. Wait, Shadow's eyes don't glow. Of course, he could not know that, and she may never be able to tell him. His intern sat in a chair, oblivious to all around. Physically, she was unresponsive to any outside stimulus. No apparent medical reason for her present state. Yet her hands were clenched to the point that her nails were embedded in her palms, and her eyes wide open, locked on some image only she sees now. Most disturbing was her face, a pretty young woman with as analytical and logic-driven mind as he, sat before him, drained of color. Her face so taut, it seemed on the verge of tearing. Her jaw distended and locked, mouth agape in a grisly grimace. He had studied many paranormal cases. They found them to be a combination of hyperactive imaginations or scientifically explainable causes. Never had any of these field studies resulted in such as this. What did she see or imagined she saw that could drive her from logic and sanity to this catatonic state of terror? A force unrelenting and unforgiving, an encounter she now relives while frozen in a moment of screaming silence. End.
Well, that was cheerful. No. No,
oh, yeah. There you go. That'll brighten up your day.
I feel ready. Why can't I just listen to that every morning? No, Stan, I really like that.
That way you don't get out of bed. You just get under the damn thing.
You know, like I need help doing that. No, Stan, I really love the tonal shift on that one. That was a... that's one thing I really like about the work that you bring in is you'll shift tone so often, but it's a very consistent tone. It's not a mistake, you know, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I just decided to go with that one because it was dark, for one.
Yeah.
And that night, I do like to acknowledge the fact that one of the people that got me started back to the idea of writing was a young man named Devin Carey. And this was one of his bombs. And all it was a shadowy figure with glowing eyes, and I just took it and ran with it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, that's a great little, that's a great image to kind of go off of, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, originally it said you walk into a room and this is what you find.
Oh, okay.
You know, what do you do? And my answer to that originally was, my only hope is I don't qualify as a food group.
I think that would be a great T-shirt, Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world. Let's hope we don't qualify as a food group.
You know, actually, that's damn right, actually. Stan, before I was a teacher, you weren't on the show yet. I used to work overnights at the Denver Aquarium, which strangely enough has three tigers. So there was nights where I'm the only one there, which was most every night. And I, you know, you'd realize something isn't working properly and you go, I hope a tiger doesn't get out tonight, because that's one of those things where you hope you're not surprised by a tiger in the darkness, or that you're not a preferred food group at the particular moment.
Exactly. Let's hope it's not a lazy tiger that goes, well, hell, he can't run that fast.
You know, well, that's the thing, too. When you're legitimately studying how to fight off a tiger attack for your job, there's a difference.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Stan, thank you so much, buddy. Thank you so much. And we'll talk
My
after
pleasure.
The show. All right.
Hey, yes, sir. We sure will.
Sounds good. Talk to you then. Thank you. And that was Stan calling from Alabama. Really a totally different thing than he brought the first time, but that's what we love about this show.
Yep.
And it's great. Let's go to the garden, which resides in Florida. For once, one of the states not being hit by a hurricane at the moment. Our prayers are and our thoughts are with Texas as well, because, you know, that's some serious stuff.
To a four. Is Diane there?
Diane, are you there?
It did it again.
Diane.
I think it's a connection between her and I.
I think so. Diane, if you can hear us, bark twice if you're in Milwaukee, or call us right back.
Wow, that'd be really weird if she barked twice. I'm like, I put her in Florida.
Like, how'd you get in Milwaukee? Yeah, see, it's an Anchorman thing. It's a riff.
Oh, that's...
It's a riff.
Yeah.
You know, that's how riffs go. So we're waiting to see if Diane gives us a quick shout back. It's what we're doing right now. It's what we're doing right now. JT, where do we go when we die? Oh, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, Diane.
I thought maybe it was because I was on the old computer.
No.
I'm on the new computer. This is like very strange.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Okay. So I always get to make an entrance. Hey, don't I?
You do. It's always a good one, too. So now
I
you're
know.
On the air. Why don't you share you got, and then we'll talk after, okay?
Okay. I want to introduce one of the lovely young poetesses that I know from the garden. She is somebody that I want to call one of my internet daughters. We have several young ladies there that I just adore. Shalini is of India. She's from India, but she actually lives in the Middle East with her husband and daughters, and she is very, very talented. This poem was written for last week's prompts, which were Hell and Heaven, and it is called Vagrant Hues of Somnolence, and it kind of describes how an idea can be born in the brain. Vagrant hues of somnolence. My eyes, two ebony circles floating in the pool of ivory. Their translucent screens, receptive to shade and light, paint the world. The images intermingle haphazardly in a dance of perception. There's processing. A celluloid is loaded, tucked away in the undulations of gray and white. And forgive me, gentlemen, I have to scroll here a second. My eyes, a Photoshop of colored black and white pictures. There were negatives of exclusive shots washed away due to interference, insufficient processing. When the shutters are down, my eyes turn inside in the dark room where no light penetrates. In blank spaces, the waves of sticks overflow to welcome wanderers to hell. It takes a penny to transport the dead. It takes a bit more to make someone dead. Is killing a thought or a perception as culpable as manslaughter? Perhaps yes. Independent, disowned ideas, stranded on the shore, await their destiny. Charon does a free service for them. Landmines of alphabets explode. There is a deluge down there, an underworld where dead ideas go, where thoughts are sinking. the brain is shrinking like a shriveled walnut. An idea, forgive me, now I have to scroll back up. I'm not used to this new computer. The brain is shrinking. I'm sorry, guys, forgive me. The brain is shrinking like a shriveled walnut. An idea can change the world, but it needs a verdant pasture, a limitless expanse of blue heaven to foster. Shutters of my Photoshop roll upward. The walnut in my crown drinks from the sprouts of the misty leaves of stimulation. I'm so sorry. Someday Diane will know how to operate her computer. Shutters of my Photoshop roll upward. The walnut in my crown drinks from the sprouts of the misty leaves of stimulation. Thoughts copulate. Ideas are conceived, born again, rising above. Like tiny halogen balloons spreading all over. Who knows? They might change the world. Apologies, dear Shalini. I wanted to read that much better than that. I hope you guys will forgive me. That was a bit rough.
No, it was just fine. Nope. Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, Shalini, you all will get to know her next week. She is a wonderful lady, and I'm very, very proud of her.
Well, great. We're not going to be on the air next week, so I'm not sure how I'm going to get to know her then. But
No. You'll learn when you take part in the garden.
Oh, in the garden. I see.
Yeah, it's in the garden.
I'm a little freaked out by this. I mean, I'm looking forward to the garden thing. I think it's going to be awesome. But I keep hearing about all these things that happen in the garden, and I'm kind of like.
Well, no. Understand, it's a 2-week process.
Okay.
So it's slow.
Well, that's
and
okay.
It's all done through commentary and just kind of getting to know each other by reading each other's poetry.
Oh, I see.
That's the beauty of it. It's kind of the way that the way that we here in world poetry have gotten to know each other.
Yeah.
Just listening every week, and you know a little bit about each other type of thing.
Wonderful.
I mean, I think Facebook can be very hectic.
Yep.
You know, you have a few minutes break, you get on your timeline, and you're suddenly reading about somebody's friend is dying, somebody's pet is lost, or there's a hurricane coming, you know, that yeah. whole type of thing.
The pet's and responsible for the hurricane. You're totally right. Yeah.
Like a butterfly in Brazil. Okay. Never mind, guys. I'm not getting involved there. It's late.
All right.
I know it's early where you are, but it's late here. But my whole point is this. I think when forums existed on the internet, you would go to a forum and you would post something and people would respond, but you could also select like right. you're in the mood for dark, you're in the mood for critique, whatever
yep.
you could select. Now we're in like a huge hodgepodge. And I think that a small community like the garden, like World Poetry Open Mic, it kind of brings us all back together. And it's more of a one-on-one type of thing.
Agreed.
And I think that that's what you're going to find that we have in the garden.
Well, wonderful.
Cool.
We're really looking forward to it.
Y'all joining us, and I just want to say I'm so glad. I'm just going to make a comment here. You guys keep taking a break the first week of the month when it's after dark.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing, though. We haven't. No, but here's the point, though. We didn't do the show the first week of August because Posick was the next time. We actually haven't had a night off since Friday
I'm
in
not,
June.
I am not. No, you guys, listen, what you do for us is incredible.
I know.
The fact that you show up week after week after week. I'm kind of making a joke out of the fact.
Yeah, I know. You just like After Dark. You just like dirty poetry, you saucy minx.
Have I ever submitted to After Dark? Yeah, I just like to hear it. Especially Barbara. No, anyway.
I know. Who knew poets were so dirty?
Really funny kind of comment. They're like, wow, have you noticed it's always the first week of the month? Never mind, guys. I'm just going to go.
Hey, Diane, we have a headache. What can I say?
Oh, God bless you guys. You have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too, Diane. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch, okay?
Things are scrambled in Florida. Except for the sunshine.
And everywhere else.
I know. And God bless. And just a prayer for the people in Texas and
absolutely.
Louisiana with the hurricane.
Yes.
And
yes.
And I'm done.
Okay.
I'm so done, guys.
Thank
good night,
you,
Diane.
Good night.
Bless you.
Bless you, too. And that was Diane. frolicking in the garden in Florida. All right, let's go. All right, let's go to...
There he is.
Kentucky.
I think.
What reference is that? What movie is that? Kentucky. What movie?
I don't remember.
Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, see, I never got through the... I was too young when I watched it the first
time. How do you get to Kentucky? Well, you walk south and real abrupt like... Or you walk west and real abrupt like turn west or turn left.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Philip in Kentucky. How are you, my friend?
A pimp offering health care?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I hear they do that. That's one of the benefits that they preach before as they get their stable going.
It was either that or tonight the FCC takes on Tourette's.
immediately following Mayweather versus McGregor. Okay.
Right.
I love actually the thing I'm really excited. Can we just stop for a moment and appreciate how everybody's so excited about a match between two people who are not from the same discipline.
Right.
And it's not really a fight at all, but it's happening this weekend and everybody's losing their mind.
Oh, really? Well, I guess then that's why I'm sometimes maybe not helpful at all, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, good for you. It's actually... No, so
no,
there's,
it's actually a good thing. There,
yeah, there's a guy from the world of MMA who's very famous, mixed martial arts, who's fighting Floyd Mayweather, who's considered potentially one of the best boxing tacticians of all time, in a boxing match. So the guy, well, yeah, I mean, it's show business. It's all it is. But everybody's losing their mind.
Well, you know, and just a lot of people don't know this, that, you know, professional sports need a lot of help. I mean, they hardly get any, you know, publication.
I know, right? I mean, they're just...
It's just, you know, unlike poets who ugly ducklings. Are never pariahs, who have tons of money... You know, just, I really feel sorry. For
the poetry league is just a little too big. Right,
you know,
now.
I got to tell you, I had to bullwhip some groupies on the way in to get myself into the studio. Yeah, the ugly duckling sports in the corner. I know what you mean.
Well, alas, I don't know if this is serendipity or Carl Jung's. Synchronicity. I don't know if that's actually Carl Jung or not, but I got another one here with, I kid you not, from Lexington Catholic, and the title for you, I might as well just say, for you, Michael, Mr. Teacher in the Catholic school system, scribbling poems during fourth period religion class after lunch mid-autumn at Lexington Catholic. And here we go, a short one. Pent up, cagey and wild-eyed, my feral bent barely sublimated by reveries illicit and delicious, as the first ripened fruit fallen in a feigned imaginary garden inherited from James's Genesis. Serpentine, Satan, a seductress or virile masculine romantic, I refuse all notions of genders for a dialectic knowledge savored at a table reserved by Faustus. Ceaselessly, our procreative processes birthing generations unto an onus unanswerable as any mythopoetics. And there you go, one of them kind of sonnet things. I count 14 lines, I call it a sonnet. I'm fancy like that.
You know, but in your sonnet, even more fancy, I'm detecting echoes of Karl Marx. So I think that was a...
Are you really?
I am, absolutely.
Really? Huh.
Well, you start to... I guess you start talking about the dialectic, and I immediately start thinking about it. However, I will say, I was sitting there at school today, and they just passed out a new alcohol and drug policy, which is absurd. And I was sitting there in the middle of a Catholic school going, I wonder what Karl Marx would think about this drug and alcohol policy.
You know, I'm sure, I don't know, but let me pretend like I have a really big bushy beard and everybody reads Das Kapitel.
Yeah, of course. No one reads Das Kapitel.
You know, a lot of it has to do with actually boosting our economy. I don't care which way you cut it.
Absolutely.
Drugs in America has a lot to do with the economy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. It's everybody's just trying to protect themselves. I think,
of course.
But I think as artists, you know, we're gifted and somewhat cursed to be able to see things in a lot of different ways, and so that means we're able to see things that don't exist yet, which then makes, you know, certain things really interesting. You start getting interested in it, even if you don't agree with it. You get interested in things that mm-hmm. someone like Karl sure. Marx says, or Friedrich Nietzsche, or you know, whatever. Those things are always really valuable.
And just in honor, too, of Goethe's birthday, yeah. I can't help, you know, when Dennis mentions it and you guys are talking about it, you know, it makes me think of Manhattan. I think it's Manhattan when Woody Allen's there and it's Diane Keaton who says Van Gogh. And, you know, Woody's like, who says Van Gogh? Not very funny, probably.
No, I think it works very well. All right.
Who says Van Gogh? All right, guys. Cheers.
All right.
And
cheers.
Thank you for letting me return.
Of course. Thank you, Philip. We always appreciate you, man. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And that's Philip from Kentucky calling and throwing it down as usual. We always love his stuff. Always appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. And now we go to a magical land called Arizona. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Oh, don't tell me I'm next. I was like number 10. Is it number 10 already?
No, you're number five. Number five, but it is number five. So put the orange juice down.
I'm just a multiple.
We're all multiples of multiples. Where there's infinite versions of us in different universes throughout the multiverse. We know.
Oh, don't Star Trek me! Don't you dare, you boy, you little boy.
Knowing full well, I get the impression. I get the impression, Mary, that you could just trounce me with this kind of conversation, so I'm just going to kind of back off that.
Oh, breast cancer, research me. You know, I have a couple of publishings that are from 1,000 years ago. I know nothing now. I couldn't possibly get into the field because my brain kind of rotted. It rotted out, but it's still hungry, and then I still think, and I still dream, and I still do things.
Well, that's what matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So after, I have to share this with school starting and all. I my youngest is in school now. My man, she's going to be 20 in September, going on 30, something like that. And yep. She started college here in Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
How cool.
Oh, I'm waiting for the applause. Come on, everybody.
Oh, you want? Okay, we're good. Woo! JT, hit the party button. Let's do this. Ready?
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Let them dream, let them think, let them go somewhere and think about something besides all that down in the drudgery.
Yes.
And my 22-year-old Summer, she's an artist doing the First Friday thing and doing her art every day. She draws beautiful pictures, and I ain't doing any kind of commentary. So I'm going to sing now because that's mainly what I do.
Okay.
And I'm going to I read poetry now. I read and. And unfortunately killed herself and what lovely poetry she wrote. And I got Rumi's Secret. I read Bukowski. You guys just, you stoked me like I haven't really heard before for a long, long, long time.
Wonderful.
With that, I'm going to do Imagine. How's that?
All
Everyone
right.
Think it's David Letterman back in 1970, no, about 80, when poor Lennon died of a gunshot. All right. My piano. Such as it is. Magic, there's no heaven. Easy if you try. No hell below. Of us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine no more country. Isn't hard to do.
nothing to kill all that moon. No, it didn't. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a sinner, but I am not your one. I hope someday you'll join and the world will be one. Come on, just imagine it. Imagine it. Oh, I wonder if we can. No need for greed or hunger. Brotherhood of man. Come on, sing along, get your voice. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. Oh, and the world will be one. Come on now. You may say I'm a dreamer. Ooh, whoa, whoa, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join and the world ever join. With my great sound system and song.
And we all shine on.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Isn't that something?
It's a beautiful song.
Martyrs are made. They don't plan on being martyrs. None of us. None of them. Nobody plans on being those things.
No, and the ones that are planning on being martyrs are really intolerable. I mean, they're ugh.
You know, come on. Planning to be a martyr is almost the stupidest thing I can really kind of really think of in my life. But we're not even going to think about going.
I think I'm going to go to the homeland. Well, I think planning to be a martyr is only something that makes sense to guys in their late teens and midway through their 20s. And then after that...
You've got that much rage, I don't know.
You want to belong to something. You want to belong to something at that age.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but that's why you don't see 35-year-old men doing stupid stuff. You see guys that age. No. They get talked into it.
No, it's a rage. It's a rage, and I appreciate the rage. I abhor the stupidity attached to some of the rage,
and
we stop at that.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Well, there's better ways to channel things, you know.
Om to you all, baby. Om to you.
Om to you as well. Thanks so much, Mary. Good night.
2 weeks from now.
Yes.
And thank you all.
Thank you.
For all your loveliness.
No problem.
Bye.
All right. Good night. And that was Mary calling from Arizona, playing a beautiful version of Imagine. Which is one of the things about the show I like. You know, one of the things about print, the print poetry communities and things, which I think is so cool, is you're able to spend a lot of time looking at the work and commenting and things like that. Mm-hmm. One of the things about the format that we're using is that it really connects with people all over when you come on here. And so that's part of what we exist for. All right, let's go from Arizona to another strong, strong poet in Ohio, Mama Oladeji. Mama, we're going to give you a second before we click over. Now is time to turn down the volumes on your computer. And let's give it a second because there's a little bit of a delay. Whenever you're ready, JT.
Go for it. Okay.
All right. Hey, Mama, you there? Oh, no. I wonder if it happened.
She turned down the wrong volume?
No, either that or the Skype issue that we usually have.
Yeah.
Mama, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. So just hang up and just give us a call right back, okay? We'll hold your spot for you for a minute. Oh, see that? That's what it was. That's all right.
Let's see.
So she's calling right back, and we'll be bringing her on. Here she is.
Hello.
All right. Hello, Mama. You're on the air.
Okay. This one is called Frankly Speaking, and this is a poem about the hippies in the 60s and my life on South Beach. A story poem, and if you look in the chat room, you'll notice that I posted it on your page and on Facebook, so if anybody wants to see the visual, they can go there and see it. And I ran into an adorable lady that just fit right into my poem, so that is actually a Facebook friend of mine that I just made after I wrote the poem, and I had to go back to the poem and insert her picture in there. So you'll have a good time looking at that. And once again, this is in third person. So the beautiful black girl that I'm speaking about is actually me, and it goes like this. There's a couple on the beach. They have a small room. Been on the beach for years, suffered through the worst of it. They have been through every phase. The hippie, the war, protesters, the poet, the artist, the free love fest, the heavy duty weed scene. Hell no, we won't effing go. From there to the boardroom with a haircut and a suit. Attaché case and back to the beach to retire. She still wore pigtails and flowered skirts. Oh, my God. We've moved slower through time, she thought, and those times now seemed so far away. Contrasting times were here with cocaine, ecstasy, and mushrooms. Social security checks gone too soon. These days were not like the old days, but vegetarians never die. So we dance at night after soaking up the sun, growing wrinkled and red and filled with vitamin D. He displays his art. We played on our boombox, Bob Marley and Elton John, which drew a crowd. We became as one with South Beach. As we practiced our yoga or played our musical instruments and chanted, Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. My black friend was so beautiful in her bikini and golden head wrap. She'd roller skate past and wave. She was a poet like me. She said she'd be back for the session. A few of her poems were about David, the owner of the Franklin Hotel where we lived. I and other poets wrote poems about the system that tried to impose its hate upon us free-thinking peoples. Passerbys would give us money for sharing our poems and purchase his artwork. We'd buy a few mangoes and veggie burgers for our dinner. Next, we'd wait for the sun to go down. Night, my black friend Oladeji would collect the last $5 for the gourmet franks that she sold to the hungry drunks left over on the beach. Her customers were usually those who had been evacuated from the beach clubs from maxed out credit cards. Sad looks and broke pockets were not welcomed, which made her hot, fat, kosher, gourmet grilled franks smothered in her special onion sauce even more of a redeeming and tasty treat. As her poetic sign read, Frankly Speaking, Home of the Gourmet Franks, Oladeji would chant out her newly Spanish words nightly. To the dregs of the dejected partygoers, she'd shout, Pero caliente, pero caliente, rico delicioso, Savoya salsa. Then again, in English, she'd read, hot dogs with onion sauce, very delicious. And peace.
Wow.
What a cool piece, Mama.
It's really cool.
Really like that one. We were both just sitting here listening and really, really, really enjoying that one.
Yeah. Perfect pictures.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's a true story. And I love those days. Yeah, and it's still a lot of old hippies on the beach. But I found the one in the picture. If you look on your page and open the poem up, you'll see her picture. She's cute as she can be. And she is on Facebook. Yeah.
All right. Well, we definitely will do so then.
All right, then. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mama. We appreciate you.
Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. And that was Mama Oladeji calling for the second time from Ohio this evening for the return engagement segment. All right, now, last but not least, of course not least, let's go back to the UK and visit with Titus.
Good day, sir. Hello. I'm here still.
All right. Thank you for holding. We appreciate that.
Just on 5 a.m. Must be mental. Oh.
I know the feeling, actually. Yeah.
You expect me to follow that after Mama? Oh my word!
I don't expect anybody to do anything after Mama, but I do feel like you can definitely bring something worthwhile.
Well, out of the corner of my eye, I saw Diane said, "Why don't you say a love poem?" So I thought I'd get one out.
Very good.
This is a sonnet. This is a sonnet called "Absorbed in One Another." If you could imagine a man with a red rose in his hand and the white rose in the other, absorbed in one another. You play the song of love upon the phrase. A rose would stand alone should it be red. To nurture would conceal our love in ways. The white one would bestow it pure instead. Our having never touched will stand alone in ways a song's approach to words to sing. Will always please the eye, it's what we own. Oh, joyous words I give, you comments bring. I listen to the sounds which bring you near to show a rose which chose to be more pink. What blends together best to make appear a rose like unlike no other, should you think. And yet I think again of red and white, absorbed in one another's silk moonlight. That's it.
That's a beautiful piece. Yeah.
Yes, just I can imagine the red and white in a film, just sort of like the special effects people would.
Yeah.
Be earning their money, I think.
Absolutely. Well, Titus, we appreciate you and thank you for everything, and thank you for missing sleeping hours to be with us.
That's okay. You're worth it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, have a good rest of the day and hopefully get some sleep. All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. And that was Titus in the UK once again doing something wonderful for us here on the show. We really appreciate everybody here. I know I've been using that word a lot, and I think, I could choose other words, but gratitude is really the big piece. I think we're both, JT and I are both very, very thankful for everything that all the poets who are involved in the show bring to it, and it means so much. And JT, am I lying?
Yeah.
Or
No, you're right on. You're right on.
And we just want to say thank you for everything. And everybody who listens, everybody who supports the show, you mean a lot to us. And, as crazy as the world might seem, you're definitely not alone. We look forward to returning in 2 weeks.
Yes.
When we will have we'll be teasing a new Poet of the Month. It'll be a whole new month. There'll be new things to talk about, new things to discuss. Until then, we will we'll be writing, and we hope that you continue to do the same. So from myself, from JT, from Novia, the studio cat who was furiously trying to get me to pick her up a while ago, have a good evening and keep writing. Good night.